This is JIS News. Coming up, government to establish energy stabilization fund, fires fully extinguished at Riverton, and Health Ministry launches workplace health guidelines. Details after the break.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voter's list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ Constituency Office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. The government is to establish an energy stabilization fund to receive and manage the financial resources generated from the coming oil hedge program. This will allow Jamaicans to benefit from the low cost of oil on the global market. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says these resources will include the proceeds from a portion of the funds generated from the special consumption tax on petrol, as well as any future payment from the hedge contract should future oil price movements lead to such payments.
These resources will flow into a dedicated sub-account in the Bank of Jamaica for the fund, which will be administered by the Development Bank of Jamaica in conjunction with the ministry.
Dr. Phillips says the Ministry of Finance will, in the near future, bring legislation to establish the energy stabilization purposes for which these resources may be utilized. A ministry paper outlining the relevant governance arrangements for the Energy Stabilization Fund, including reporting and transparency arrangements, is also to be tabled. The finance minister was making his closing presentation during the 2015-2016 budget debates in Gordon House on Wednesday. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is reporting that the fire at the Riverton City landfill has been fully extinguished. In a release issued last evening, ODPEM informed that the Jamaica Fire Brigade continues to conduct mopping up activities to identify hot spots and to apply water and or soil to these spots. The release stated that while there are no open flames on the site, there remains a possibility for rekindling of small pockets. The trucks will continue to haul cover material to effect immediate action if necessary. While there have been continuous improvements, ODPEM wishes to advise that there is still the possibility of smoke nuisance affecting communities in the vicinity. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management remains committed to providing coordination as work continues to bring the situation to a satisfactory conclusion. The Ministry of Agriculture says Jamaica will soon be exporting hot pepper and dasheen to Trinidad and Tobago. Junior Minister Luther Buchanan says an agreement has been reached at the CARICOM level for the export of the crops to the Twin Island Republic.
After sustained negotiations with our CARICOM partners, we have now received clearance from the government of Trinidad and Tobago for access of hot peppers and dasheen into that market.
Mr. Buchanan says the move is in keeping with efforts by the government to increase exports to European, North American, and CARICOM markets. And the Ministry of Health has launched a physical activity guide and toolkit for the workplace. The initiative is part of efforts to continue promoting healthier lifestyle practices as well as combat the challenging health problems facing Jamaicans. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says physical activity should be included in the lifestyle of Jamaicans as a means of improving health and well-being.
Physical activity is a behavior which requires little or no resources, can be achieved in various forms, and can be done in any setting. Yet many persons do not practice this behavior. And in 2010, the World Health Organization stated that physical inactivity is estimated as being the principal cause for approximately 21 to 25% of breast and colon cancers, 27% of diabetes, and approximately 30% of ischemic heart disease.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the official launch of the Guide and Toolkit in Kingston Tuesday. The Guide and Toolkit contains materials centered on healthy lifestyle practices and promoting population-wide physical activity. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.